The games show that tests just how much of a poser you really are. The rules are simple. There are three rounds. In the first round, there are six categories with questions ranging from 100 punks points to 500 punks points. If you buzz in and answer the question correctly, you get that many points. If you get it wrong, you lose that many points. There is also an opportunity to sell out hidden on the board, wherein you can wager some or all of your punks points. The second round is the same, except the points range from 200 to 1,000, and there are two opportunities to sell out. The third and final round consists of a single question where all three contestants wager however many points they like based off of the category. Now, let's welcome our contestants. From Philadelphia, the owner of Creep Records and member of Goddamn It, Eric Victor! From New York, the drummer for Fat Heaven, Gayla Brooks!
Hello.
And from California, a member of Tsunami Bob and owner of Sell the Heart Records, Andy Pohl! Let's welcome our host, Johnny G.
Thank you. Andy, Gayla, and Eric, welcome to the show. We're going to get right into it. I'm going to flip the two coins. And the person picking our first question is Gayla, so we'll get right into it, and we will meet our contestants later. Gayla, the board is yours. Pick a question.
Okay, let's do pop punk for 100.
Okay, pop punk for 100. The question is, I pity the fool that doesn't know the answer to this question. The name of the pop punk band fronted by Dr. Frank is a reference to what 80s star? Andy, answer the question.
Mr. T.
Correct, for 100 points. Andy, pick the next question.
Let's do Discord Records for 100.
Discord Records was formed by Jeff Nelson and whom? Andy was in on the buzzer. Andy.
Ian MacKay.
Correct for 100 points. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Discord for 200.
Discord Records is famously located in what city? Eric, you were first.
Arlington, Virginia.
Correct for 200 points. Eric, the board is yours.
I'll take the next Discord Records one. Sorry, I'm driving. Whatever the next
sure,
one is.
Discord. Discord's second release was by the band SOA. Who sang for SOA? Eric, you buzzed in.
Henry Rollins.
Correct for 300 points. Eric, the board is yours.
I'll take the next Discord one because I can't see anything.
Discord Records for 400 punks points. What band was featured on Discord Records' very first release? Andy, you buzzed in.
It's not Egg Hunt, is it?
No, that is incorrect. I will reset the buzzers and I'll read the question again. What band was...
Oh, sorry.
Eric?
Sorry, I know what it is.
What band was featured on Discord's record's first release? Go ahead, Eric.
Teen Idols.
Correct for 400 points. Eric, next question.
I'll take the next pop punk question.
All right, pop punk for 200. Before Blink-182 was known as Blink-182, they were credited under what? Before Blink-182 was Blink-182, they were credited under what name on their first album? Gayla rang in first.
Blink.
Correct for 200 points. Gayla, the board is yours.
Sick. Pop punk for 300.
This pop punk icon sells hot sauce, has a pilot's license, and has a doctorate in molecular biology, wherein he wrote a paper regarding DNA strands and how to keep them separated. Gayla buzzed in.
Now I don't know about this. Was it not Milo?
I'm afraid it was not Milo. I will reset the buzzers. This pop punk icon sells hot sauce, has a pilot's license. Andy.
Yeah, it's Dexter Holland.
Damn. Correct for 300 points. Although Milo also does have a doctorate, he does sauce. And yeah, fair enough. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Gilman Street for 100.
All right, Gilman Street for 100. The question is the following. What is the street address of the famous venue located in Berkeley, California? Gayla?
924 Gilman.
Exactly correct. Gayla, what's the next question?
Pop punk for 400.
Pop punk for 400. The question is the following. Kim Shattuck briefly played bass for this Boston-based alt-rock band before being dismissed because that band obviously had bad taste. Andy?
Who are the Pixies?
Correct for 400 points. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Chumbawamba for 100.
I believe you mean Chumbawamba for 100. The question is the following. Chumbawamba rose to international pop stardom with what song? Andy?
Oh, God. It's not I Get Knocked Down. God, what's it called? Oh, God damn it. No, I can't remember.
Okay, that is incorrect. So, Eric?
Tub Thumping?
That's it, yeah.
Correct for 100 points. Eric, the board is yours. You've got Chumbawamba open, you've got Discord Records open, Pop Punk open, and Eastern Canada open.
Oh my God, I'll take Pop Punk.
And Gnarly Ass Shows.
And what?
And Gnarly Ass Shows.
I'll take Gnarly Ass Shows, sure.
All right, Gnarly Ass Shows for 100. Alice Cooper once threw a bird into the audience thinking it could fly. Instead, the audience ripped the bird to shreds. What kind of bird was it?
Straight.
Gayla?
Pigeon?
Incorrect, I'm sorry. I'm resetting the buzzer. Alice Cooper once threw a bird into the audience thinking it could fly. Instead, the audience ripped it to shreds. What kind of bird was it? Andy?
Was it a dove?
Incorrect. Eric, do you want to take a guess?
Bat?
Incorrect. The answer was a chicken. Eric, back to you. We'll do Gnarly Ass Shows for 200. At a famous Misfit show in the Bay Area, Doyle smashed something over the head of a person at the show. What did he smash over that person's head? Andy?
His bass guitar?
Or his correct. Guitar? Andy, the board is yours.
Can I do Gilman for 200?
Yes, Gilman for 200. The question is the following. As soon as I find it. Here we are. All right, Gilman for 200. What band was known as Sweet Children before becoming a huge international pop sensation? Andy?
Green Day.
Correct, for 200. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Gilman 300.
In its earliest days, Gilman Street was associated with what punk rock zine? Gayla?
Now I totally don't know, actually. I had it. Shit, I fucking know it. I don't know. It's at the tip of my fucking tongue.
Okay.
I don't know
it. I'll read the question, then you guys can buzz in. The question is the following. In the earliest days, Gilman Street was associated with what punk rock zine? Eric?
Maximum Rock and Roll.
Correct for 300 points. Eric, the board is yours. You've got Gilman Street open. You've got Chumbawamba open. Gnarly Ass Shows and Discord Records and Pop Punk and Eastern Canada.
I'll try Eastern Canada.
All right, Eastern Canada for 100. In 2009, this punk band won the Polaris Music Prize for their album Chemistry of Common Life. Eric?
Fucked Up.
Correct. Eric, where are we going next?
I'll stay in Canada.
Tired of Waking Up Tired is a song by this Toronto band who are known for being one of the first Canadian punk bands. Andy.
The No Means No?
I'm afraid that's incorrect. I will read the question again. Tired of Waking Up Tired is a song by this Toronto band who are known for being one of the first Canadian punk bands. Eric.
Is it Teenage Head?
I'm afraid that's incorrect. Gayla, do you want to take a guess or do you not want to take a guess?
Is it the Diodes?
It is the Diodes, correct for 200 points. Let's take a break while M adds up the score and interview our contestants. So first of all, we are here with Gayla Brooks. Gayla, you are in Fat Heaven. What's going on with Fat Heaven right now?
We've been sitting on an EP that is coming out at some point next year. We had some, you know, pandemic difficulties and whatnot. We're playing with Tsunami Bomb on October. I'm looking at my calendar. It's October 6th in Asbury Park. And I think they're playing October 7th in Brooklyn with Jukebox Romantics. So I'm definitely going to be hanging out there.
Gayla, Fat Heaven's a pop punk band. What is it about pop punk that speaks to you as opposed to thrash metal or polka or disco?
Little more friendship. It's like friendship and punk is pop punk. You know, I can't really explain it, but I feel like those words make sense.
What's interesting is a lot of punk, especially when you look at early West Coast punk, the bands were really mean. Black Rain and the Metro Squad, mean band. The Germs, yeah. Mean band.
It's but more you feel funny. As though, it's funnier. It's goofier.
You feel as though friendship is as punk as is meanness and being cool.
Oh, way more punk.
Fair enough. Yeah. We're also here with Andy of Tsunami Bomb and Sell the Heart Records. Andy, what's happening with Tsunami Bomb?
We're sitting on a bunch of songs that we're hoping to record here soon. It's challenging to get us all in the same place at the same time, though, since we're basically a bi-coastal band. So we've got that coming on. A lot of good stuff there, though, a lot of good material. We do have those shows coming up on the East Coast. We're doing a few dates out in the New York, New Jersey area in October, and then we're playing Fest. So we're very excited about that. And a few other things in the works that will hopefully be a pleasant surprise for people, but can't really allude to those yet. So good stuff.
You also run Sell the Heart Records. What's happening with Sell the Heart Records? And what has been particularly rewarding about Sell the Heart Records?
I mean, it's been a hell of a year. We've released a lot of records. We still have a lot more to come through before the end of the year. I mean, the most rewarding thing about doing the record label is just, you know, seeing, you know, some of these bands like get their audiences expanded a bit more. And, you know, I work with so many bands that are, you know, not really touring a whole lot. So, you know, being able to kind of help them get in front of a bigger audience is a huge win, in my opinion.
What are some Sell the Heart bands we should check out right now?
I mean, all of them, to be frank, but the ones that I think are definitely more universally appealing, like I think Decent Criminal is a band that everyone should be paying attention to because they're doing a lot of really cool stuff. And like, they just got done with a huge tour with Agent Orange. Let's see, I'm working with a few bands from Europe right now that, you know, we're gonna be working with a band called Abermals, who are from Mallorca, Spain. And they're like kind of this great like mix of like psych rock, garage, like alternative, like indie. You know, fans of like Television and Sonic Youth, I think it would really, really into them. Band called Bear Away, who are from the UK, kind of like post-hardcore. Really awesome band from the Bay Area that I just absolutely fucking love. They're called States of Nature. Total banger of a record. And, you know, I think more people should be paying attention to them because it's really good.
Well, fair enough. Andy, welcome to the show. And we're also with Eric Victor, one of the busiest guys in Philadelphia. Eric runs Creep Records. He's in Goddamn It, and he's in Battalion Zoshka. Eric, what's happening with Creep Records? What's going on down at the Creep Records down in Fishtown in Philadelphia?
Yeah. You know, we're selling lots of records. We're making some records here and there. Same thing, you know, like COVID kind of shut everybody in for a while, but you know, we made Goddamn It made a new record, Battalion Zoska made a new record, and we couldn't play any shows. So, or you know, last year we played a few shows, but it wasn't crazy. And so I'm just getting ready for that, and we have a bunch of shows coming up, you know, in the next year. And
What's challenging about running a physical record store in 2022, and what's fun about running a physical record store in 2022?
I think it's pretty easy to say right this second that it's easier to run a record store right now because we're in the middle of like some kind of technical vinyl boom or something. Philly's a huge music town in general. I mean, as you know, I mean we take a lot of stuff for granted. There's shows almost every day. You know, there's 3 or 4 good shows every week. So you combine that with like having like, you know, a decent store and, you know, people go to the shows, they come to the store, they buy a bunch of records. So you know, at least for now, you know, we're part of that. So, but, and also I think that, you know, when people were sort of not allowed to go out to bars or there were no shows happening, a lot of people just still wanted to like support music and, you know, they would be like, you know, go to the record store. Like we watch a lot of people instead of going to shows, they were coming to the record store and, you know, so they got used to like buying music. So, and I think anybody that puts out records can kind of say something sort of along those lines. So,
yeah. Well, there you have it. We'll get back to our contestants later, but Emmore, do we have a tally right now?
We do. Gayla, you are at 500 points so far, and Eric and Andy, you are tied with 1,100.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we got quite a game. You'll do it. Gayla, the board is yours. Pick the next question.
Okay. Pop punk for 500.
All right, pop punk for 500. The question is the following. The original pop punk band came from Forest Hills, Queens. What was the name of that band? Hold on, I lost track of my buzzer. The person that buzzed in was... Oh, shit. I have no idea.
My buzzer's not working.
Oh, I think it was already like loaded up with our old buzzers.
Yeah. So anyways, Gayla, go ahead.
Ramones.
Correct, for 500 points. Gayla, the board is yours.
Gilman Street for 400.
All right, Gilman Street for 400. The question is the following. Behind the stage at Gilman, there is a sign forbidding what activity? Andy.
No stage diving.
Correct, for 400 points. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Gilman 500.
Gilman for 500. Jawbreaker, Operation Ivy, and what third band famously shared a practice space? 5, 4, 3, 2, Eric.
I'm going to guess Crunchon.
Incorrect, but good guess. I'm going to read the question.
I know what it is then. Fuck.
Jawbreaker, Operation Ivy, and what third band famously shared a practice space?
I know what it is now. I was close.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Neurosis.
I was going to guess it.
I would have guessed
it. So anyway, Andy, back to you. The board is yours.
Let's do Gnarly Ass Shows for 500.
All right, Gnarly Ass Shows for 500. And the question is, 1 second. The question is, here we are. In 2021, the singer of Brass Against urinated on a willing concert goer during the set in front of an audience. At the time, what band was being covered? Andy?
Tool.
Incorrect. I'll read the question again. And you guys, and Gayla and or Eric and Buzzin. In 2021, the singer of Brass Against urinated on a willing concert going during the set in front of the audience. At the time, what band was being covered? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer was Rage Against the Machine. Andy, I think the board's back to you.
Let's do Gnarly Ass Shows for 400.
At the most recent Maryland Death Fest, two apparently consenting adults committed what lewd act in the middle of the festival grounds? Eric?
Oral sex.
Correct. Eric seemed to know a lot about that. Eric, the board is now yours. We've got Gnarly Ass Shows still open. Chumbawamba is still open. Discord Records is still open. And Eastern Canada is still open. What's your pick?
I'll take Discord Records.
All right, Discord Records for 500. Who produced more records for Discord than any other producer? Eric?
Don Zantara.
Correct. Now the board is back to you. The only ones open now are Eastern Canada, Chumbawamba, and that's it, I think.
There's one Gnarly Ass Shows.
And one Gnarly Ass Show.
I'll take Canada for 300.
All right, Canada for 300. Scott Thompson and Paul Bellini were known as a punk duo in the 1980s called Mouth Congress. They were later in what Canadian comedy troupe? Andy?
Kids in the Hall?
Correct, for 300 points. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Canada for 400.
This band is known for their rotating lineup, and former members include Ross Miller, Luke Bentham, and Dave Nardi. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Single mothers. Andy, the board is back to you.
Canada 500.
These hardcore punks lived in Toronto's Kensington Market in the 1980s and were known for smashing TVs on stage, opening beers with chainsaws, and selling beers out of their warehouse. 5, 4, 3, 2. Eric.
Forgotten Rebels?
Incorrect. I'll read the last sentence again. This band was known for selling beer out of their warehouse. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer was Gayla. You want to take a guess?
Is it, what's the acronym? BFGs?
That is correct for 500 points. Gayla, the board is yours.
I guess, is Gnarly Ass Shows for 300 still up in there?
Yes, it is. Yeah. At a 2021 Turnstile show, someone left something unexpected in the pit. What was that thing? Andy.
A turd.
Correct.
Yeah.
Andy, we're out of
pressure. I was at that show, apparently.
You were?
I was at that show. My fiance just yelled it from the other room. He was like, you were at that show.
we'll talk about that. Andy, we've got one last question for this board. Pick your last question.
Let's do Chumbawamba for 500.
Yeah. Chumbawamba's name came from the band seeing this kind of street performer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is African drummers who yelled out Chumba, Chumba, Chumba Wailing, and that's where Chumbawamba got their name from. M's going to tally up the mid-game scores, and we're going to talk to Gayla about seeing someone take a crap in a pit. Gayla, you were at the famous show where someone took a crap.
I didn't see it. I think this was like my first big show since COVID. So I was actually watching from out. I like was in this outside area next to the stage side door. And I watched the show from outside through a window because there was so many goddamn people in there. And I was so scared of like dying and shit. I don't know. But I did not see the turd, nor did I smell the turd. But word of the turd on the street, the word was strong. Everyone knew about the turd. And I'm proud to have been there that night.
do you feel like it? Well, the question is crapping in the pit not cool, or is it the punkest thing someone can do?
I mean,
not cool.
Not cool.
I would say it's probably not cool. Unless, well, like, what if they asked everyone around them and they were like, yeah, dude, go ahead. And everyone consented to that experience, sure. I'm not going to eat someone's yum.
Andy, you seem very adamant that not crapping is the pit, and that crapping in the pit is not cool. Why do you take this position?
Common decency, like I don't know, dude. I'm not very punk at all. Like when it really boils down to it, like I know this. So yeah, shitting in the pit is not cool. That's cool.
Eric, you've run a venue out of Creep Records at one time.
Yeah.
You know, people like to trash venues and be rude to venues. Is trashing the venue cool and punk or not cool because someone has to clean it up?
No. But, you know, certain members of the Holy Mess will tell you that it is.
Oh, a little bit of shade being thrown in the punking podcast. But I will say, on the down low,
there was a lot of alcohol going on there. But that's all right. No. We don't like that, but
in earlier days, Creep Records had some amazing shows. We threw Punk New Summer Soiree 2 there. We threw Dan Bird No Bacon of Chumbawamba there, which was a lot of fun. Eric, do you think we'll see a stage again someday at Creep Records?
Yeah, yes, but it's probably gonna be like four or five months from now. But yeah,
well, that's fantastic to hear. Yep. Emor, do you have the scores added up?
I do. All right. Gayla, you are at 1,500 points. And Eric and Andy, you are still tied, but your score has gone up. It's at 1,800 points.
Okay. Well, we've got a very, very close game. Em, what are our categories for round two?
All right. For round two, we have the punk reggae connection. We have real names, the 90s man, unfortunate albums, Beastie Boys, and Western Canada style.
I think where we at, Andy, where we at you as the, picking the score? So Andy, go ahead. What's our first category?
Let's do the punk reggae connection for 200.
The Clash had what famous Jamaican producer do limited production work on the Complete Control single?
Lee Perry.
Eric, you buzzed in.
Lee Perry?
Correct. Lee Scratch Perry, the famous Jamaican producer. Eric, the board is yours. You've got Punk Reggae Connection, Real Names, The 90s, Unfortunate Albums, Beastie Boys, and Western Canada.
Western Canada for 200.
All right, Western Canada for 200. What famous punk rocker is also a Burnaby City Councilor? 5, 4. Eric.
Joey Shithead.
Correct for 200 points. Eric, the board is yours.
The 90s man for 200.
All right, the 90s man for 200. Tim, Lars, Matt, Brett. Who is not an original member of Rancid? Gayla.
Matt.
I'm afraid that is incorrect. Tim, Lars, Matt, and Brett. Who is not an original member of Rancid? Andy, you just buzzed in.
Lars.
Correct. Lars was only on Rancid's second album and going forward. Andy, the board is yours.
The 90s man, 400.
90s man for 400. Spell the name of the 90s new metal band, Korn. Gayla?
K-O-R-N.
Correct. Gayla, the word is yours.
Yeah, but which one is backwards? Which letter is backwards?
that's true.
Wait.
Real names for 200.
Who is John Mellor? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Joe Strummer. Gayla, back to you.
'90s for 600.
In 1992, Danzig released the iconic album How the Gods Kill. What famous Swiss artist painted the cover? 5. Eric.
Geiger?
Correct. H.R. Geiger, the guy who also designed the aliens for the movie Aliens. Eric, the board is yours.
I'll take the 90s for 800.
The video for Weezer's Buddy Holly contains an homage to what 70s TV show? Andy?
Happy Days.
Correct for 800 points. Let's Andy, the board is yours.
Close it out for 1,000.
This star, who was inducted in both the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock Hall of Fame, declined to appear at Woodstock 94 because the organizers insisted that he play the small stage and did not allow him to play the main stage. Andy?
Johnny Cash.
Correct for 1,000 points. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do Unfortunate Albums for 200.
Unfortunate Albums for 200. On the Clash's worst album, they stated they were going to cut what? Eric?
Cut the Crap.
Correct for 200 points. Eric, the board is yours. We've got Unfortunate Albums, Beastie Boys, Real Names, Western Canada, and the Punky Reggae Connection.
I'll take Unfortunate Albums for 400.
Israel Joseph I stood in for the singer. Israel Joseph I stood in for the singer on this album. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Eric.
Bad Brains Rise.
Correct. Eric, the board is yours.
I'll take Unfortunate Albums for 600.
On their fourth and final album, this Boston band did indeed break it up, having artfully traversed from hardcore punk to glam metal. Eric?
SSD.
Correct for 600 points. Good deep cut there. Eric, the board is yours.
I'll take Unfortunate Albums for 800.
On the disastrous Grave New World tour, this singer dumped a bucket of ice onto Discharge at the New York show. 5. Gayla.
Iron Maiden.
Incorrect, but good guess. That is a very Bruce Dickinson type move. On the disastrous Grave New World tour, this singer dumped a bucket of ice onto Discharge mid-set in the NYC show. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer, HR of the Bad Brains. Eric, back to you.
I'll take Unfortunate Albums for 1,000.
Eric, you are getting a chance to sell out. How many points would you like to wager?
I don't know, 500.
500 points. Okay. After the Misfits broke up for the first time, Jerry Only formed a Christian thrash metal band that had songs about Jesus destroying people with a lightning sword. What was the name of the band, Eric?
Crystal the Conqueror?
Ooh, our judge is going to have to call. Judge, what do you think of his answer?
It's so close. It's so close. Let's see how many letters. How many letters are you off?
He's off two letters.
Okay, let's give it to him.
Oh, it's not. Okay, yeah.
All right, so the answer was Christ the Conqueror. I believe our judge is giving it to you, Eric. Eric, the board is back to you.
Shit, well, thank you. Beastie Boys for 200.
No. Beastie Boys for 200. Name any member of the Beastie Boys who is not Ad Rock, MCA, or Mike D. Eric?
Mixmaster Mike?
You could answer Kate Schellenbach, John Barry, Mixmaster Mike, or Hurricane. Eric, the board's back to you.
Beastie Boys for 400.
Name the very first Beastie Boys release. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is, Eric?
Pollyanna Stew?
Incorrect. Pollywog Stew was the answer. Eric, back to you. Yeah.
Beastie Boys for 600.
In the 90s, Ad Rock formed a hardcore punk band with Monty Messix and Crazy Tom. What was the name of that band? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer, of course, Eric, go ahead.
It's probably going to be wrong. DFO?
That is correct for 600 points. Eric, the board is back to you.
I'll take Beastie Boys for 800.
Who played in or with the Beastie Boys, Suicidal Tendencies, Leftover Crack, and F Minus? 5, 4. Eric?
Todd Youth?
Incorrect. So we've got Andy and Gayla left. Who played with the Beastie Boys, Suicidal Tendencies, Leftover Crack, and F Minus? 5, 4. Gayla?
It's a drummer. That's all I know.
It is the drummer.
Oh, shit. I do know the drummer.
I know it's the drummer, but I don't know your name.
I might get it wrong.
Andy, do you want to take a guess?
I don't know who it is. Yeah.
Okay, fair. Gayla is correct. It's AWOL Amory Smith. So I think we're back to Eric. Eric, what are we picking next?
I'll take Beastie Boys for 1,000.
In 1984, the Beastie Boys released a hip-hop punk metal song called Rock Hard. It will never be reissued because the band sampled on the song famously refuses to grant samples to anybody. Who is that band? 5. Let me see who buzzed in. Gayla, did you buzz in?
I'm just going to say it's Metallica.
Good guess, but I'm afraid that's incorrect. any other guesses? 5, 4, 3. Andy.
Is it Prince?
Incorrect. Eric, do you want to take a guess? The answer is AC/DC.
Queen?
The answer is AC/DC. Back to you, Eric. You've got Western Canada open. You've got Real Names open. You've got Punky Reggae Party.
I'll take real Names for 400.
All right, Real Names for 400. And here is our question. Who is Jeff Hyman? 5, 4. Let's see who buzzed in. Eric.
Joey Ramone.
Correct. Eric, back to you.
I'll take Real Names for 600.
Who is John Simon Ritchie? Andy.
Oh, gosh, darn it. I have this. Johnny Rotten, right?
Incorrect. Oh. Who is John Simon Ritchie? Gayla.
Sid Vicious.
Correct for 600 points. Gayla, the board is yours.
Real Names for 800.
Who is Eric Reed Butcher? Andy.
That's Jell-O, isn't it?
Of course. Yeah. Andy, the board is yours.
Let's do 1,000 real names.
Who is Susan Ballion? 5, 4, 3, 2. Eric.
Susie Sue.
Correct for 1,000 points. Eric, the board is yours. You have Punky Reggae Party open and Western Canada Style opened.
I'll take Punk Reggae Connection for 400.
All right. This is a chance to sell out. Eric, how many points would you like to wager on your sellout?
500.
500 points. Okay. Eric, in Punky Reggae Party, Bob Marley name checks The Damned, The Jam, Dr. Feelgood, Toots and the Maytails, and what band? 5, 4, 3, 2. Correct. The Clash is correct for 500 points. Eric, the board is back to you.
I'll take a Punk Reggae Connection for 600.
The singer of the New Age Steppers recorded the basis of the I'll start over. This singer of the New Age Steppers recorded the basis of the Foundation Steppers album at Channel One in Kingston, Jamaica. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is Ari Up. Eric, back to you.
My buzzer went off, but Punk Reggae Connection for 800.
Rancid recorded a single with this controversial dance hall star. Rancid recorded a single with this controversial dance hall star titled No More Misty Days. 5, 4, 3. Eric?
Shaggy?
Incorrect. This is to Andy and Gala. Rancid recorded a single with this controversial dance hall star titled No More Misty Days. Gala?
I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but it's Buju Ban.
Buju Bantan, correct.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so Gala, the board is back to you.
Punk Reggae for 1,000.
What bass player is featured on Mikey Dread's Pave the Way album? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Of course, that's Paul Simonon of The Clash. And we've got time for two more questions. Gala, I think, is it Gala or is it Andy? Or is it Eric's choice?
I think Gala has it.
Gala, your choice. We've got time for two more questions.
I guess we better go for Western Canada, 1,000.
Western Canada for 1,000. In an episode of this short-lived CBC show centering on young punks Ian and Shinky, the pair do all they possibly can to get tickets to see The Clash play in Calgary. Let me see who buzzed in. Let's see here. Eric.
You're asking what TV show it is?
Yes.
The Young Ones?
Incorrect. I believe that's an English show. And Andy or Gala, do you guys want to take a guess? Gala?
Young Drunk Punk?
Correct, for 1,000 points. Gala, last question. What's your choice?
Let's do Western Canada for 800. Let's fuck it up.
Active from 1976 to 1980, this band is considered the first all-female punk band in Canada and is one of the very first punk bands from Vancouver. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Gala.
Fanny?
A good guess, but it is not Fanny. Eric or Andy, would you guys like to take a guess? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is The Dish Rags, one of Nardwuar's very favorite bands. M. Moore is going to add up the scores, and while we have a short interview. Let's see. Andy, what bands are exciting you right now? What bands are you excited to see?
Let's see. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, the most recent records that have come out that I've been really paying a lot of attention to is the new Pilot to Gunner record. I think that's a really, really solid album. They haven't released anything in a long time, so it's a really great record. There's a really awesome scene for soul right now in the LA, and there's a really awesome band called The Sacred Souls who just released a new record, and it's incredible. And I've been really into that right now. Yeah.
Eric, you seem to agree. Eric, what bands do you feel are exciting right now and people should check out?
It's funny because I was thinking the new Pilot to Gunner record as well. And that's the first thing that I think about right now, or the second, but I'm trying to think if something else came out recently that I really like. No. That's what I'm looking to.
Well, Gayla, how about you? What bands are you excited for checking out right now?
The Chats.
Oh yeah, I like The Chats.
Yeah, there's, I feel like there's so many good Australian bands right now, like obviously like Amyl and Sniffers as well. But yeah, those are two of my favorite Australian finds recently.
Gayla, what is the best show you've ever played and the worst show you've ever played?
That's a great question. So many of both.
totally.
I played the fine best.
Best where you had the most fun.
When I had the most fun, I really like playing Pizza Fest with Fat Heaven. I don't even remember where that, like what venue we played at or anything like that, but that was a great time and people were really fucking cool. The worst show I played was in Stanhope, New Jersey motherfucking Stanhope House. I got in a fight mid-set with a man who was like harassing the singer of this band I was playing with. And like we were both wearing tracksuits, so it looked like kind of crazy and cool, but like it wasn't cool at all. Like this guy was like being really out of pocket. I don't know. It was a bad vibe, and there was a bunch of people there with bad vibes. There was like an antique store down the street that had a great vibe, if y'all are into antiques and stuff, but that was a really bad show.
Andy, how about you? What's the best show you've played and the worst show that you've played?
I can definitely tell you the worst show I've ever played. An old band of mine traveled like 3.5 hours to go play this show in this small town outside of Fresno. And, you know, the promoter had like told us, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like we always usually have about like 300 like people that come out, like, cause it's like a big teen center thing, you know, like, you know, it was like, they totally built it up. We showed up there and there was maybe like 10 people there. Yeah. And we just all like felt like crap afterwards. And basically we're playing in front of the other bands. So that was a bummer. As far as best show, I mean, gosh. I mean, I've had a lot of great shows with Tsunami Bomb since I've been with them, but I want to say that probably the most fun I've ever had playing a show was when my old band California Redemption got to open up for the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. And we were huge, huge Bosstones fans, you know, like they were one of our collective favorite bands, and to have been asked to open for them was like a huge, huge deal for us. And we got to meet them and they're super nice. And I know everyone's like giving them shit right now because of like everything that like happened with Dickie and everything. And, you know, I'll leave my opinions of that out of this, but at the time it was a huge, huge high for us. And that was, we played great. And I remember, Joe Gittleman was actually keeping like a tour diary, and he was like talking about the shows, and he like mentioned our band, which was like, oh shit, that's awesome, you know. So that was cool.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Andy is pro COVID apparently. No, I'm kidding. Eric, what's the best show and the worst show that you've ever played?
I mean, there's so many bad shows. I don't know. But the best show recently that we played with Battalion Zosko, we were just at Rebellion Fest, and I couldn't believe how good it was. I mean, it was like, we went on at like 12:30. We were the first band to go on in this room that was really big. And
And I was like, there's no way this is going to be good. I mean, these people like drink until 5 a.m. Like, and I don't even know how we had the energy we had, but I mean, we just, the guys just, we just crushed it. It was great. And the whole room sold out. And then there, you could see people standing outside, like just as long as you could see, like from the stage, you could just see people. It was really good. So, and that was like 2 weeks ago. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, there you have it. And more, do you have the scores ready?
I do. All right. So going into the final question, Eric, you are at 4,200. Gayla, you are at 4,300. And Andy, you are at 4,600.
Wow. Anybody's game.
Could be anyone.
Anybody's game. Wow. This is literally the closest game we've ever had. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys the category, and then you're going to tell me. Andy and Gail, you guys have a pen and paper ready? We really should have done this before the game started. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
I have a notepad.
Okay. Yeah. Good enough. So I want all three of you to write down how much you want to bid after I read the category. The category is Associates of Keith Morris. So I want you all to take some time and to write down how much you want to bid. Meanwhile, I will talk with Em about the game. Em, how do you think the game's going today?
I think it's going great. Everyone has good energy. There's lots of questions that got answered that I didn't think were going to get answered. So like, that's always really exciting. And yeah,
the gang's Canadian knowledge really impressed me. I'll say that. their Canadian knowledge really impressed me.
I didn't think anyone was going to get Young Drunk Punk. So, I mean, like, that was awesome.
Has everyone written down their wager?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have to like show it to you? I didn't write it.
No. We'll go off the. I mean, if someone wants to cheat at Punk's points, then I guess that's pretty Punk. So if anybody wants to cheat, go ahead and be Punk and cheat. Otherwise, we'll work off the honor system. Okay, here comes the question. The question is the following: Keith Morris has been in 5 bands that have recorded music: Black Flag, Circle Jerks, Bug Lamp, Off, and Flag. Name 2 members of those bands that have also been in Red Cross. And I'll read that question again. Keith Morris has been in 5 bands that have recorded music: Black Flag, Circle Jerks, Bug Lamp, Off, and Flag. Name 2 members that have been in any of those bands and Red Cross. And I'll do the theme song right now. Do 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 bum bum. Has everyone written down their answer? Any of you written down your answer, or do you need a little bit more time? I can be flexible if you guys need more time.
Where do I write it? I'm in my car.
I just don't know.
Emma, I think we're gonna have tough final Punk's points question here. Okay,
can Eric, I just tell you? All, Eric, can I just tell you?
Eric, how much did you bid first of all?
2,000.
Okay, and what is your answer?
Greg Hedson and Ron Reyes.
Because technically Keith wasn't in any of those bands with Ron Reyes. Let's see, how did I say that? Name every member of Red Cross to be in any of those bands with Keith.
Okay. Now,
let's see, Gayla, you are next. Gayla, what? How much did you wager?
100.
Okay, and what is your guess?
It's a question mark, because I don't know.
Andy with 4,600. This is the make it or break a question. How much did you bid, Andy?
I mean, I bid 1,800.
Okay, and what was your answer?
Well, Greg Hedson's on there for sure, but to be honest, I don't know many other. I mean,
well,
the bands came so fast. I was like, shit, which bands?
Fair enough. The answer is these people were in the band with Keith Morris: Steve McDonald, Dez Kadena, and Greg Hedson, who were all members of Red Cross. Ron Reyes was a member of Black Flag and Red Cross, but never at the same time as Keith Morris. However, it doesn't matter, because even if we give the score to Eric, Gayla wins by 100 points. Gayla, congratulations on winning Punk's points. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for coming on Punk's Points. It was a great game. Eric, is there any website or anything you want the people to check out?
Creeprecords.com is good.
Andy, thanks for playing on the show. Andy, is there anything you wanted people to check out?
Yeah, just selltheheartrecords.com. Check it out. We're on Bandcamp, and we have a big cartel store, too.
And Gayla, congratulations on winning. How does it feel to be the winner of the first episode of 2022's Punk's Points?
I'm shook. I can't believe I knew anything. But that's dope. Cool.
Well, Gayla, congrats. What would you like the people to check out online?
Fat Heaven on Instagram. No website, just Fat Heaven Band on Instagram.
Well, there you have it. Let's play a song by each of the bands. Gayla, what band? What song should we play by Fat Heaven?
Oh, Tarantula.
Which also has an excellent video, which people should check out online.
Oh, yes, hilarious. Thank you,
Andy. What should we play of any of your bands or any on the of anything on your label?
I mean, I would say if you're going to play Tsunami Bomb, do you like the Hathors off of our last record?
All right. The song about the Egyptian fates that Dominic Davi insisted on explaining to me the context of, even though I've been to Egypt and I know all about the seven Hathors. Dominic, thank you very much. Yeah. And of course, Eric, should we play a Goddammit track, a Battalion Zoshka track? What should we play?
Do we have a new Battalion Zoshka track? You can play a Goddammit song. You can play Steady Diet of Sugar.
All right, Steady Diet of Sugar by Goddammit. I want to thank Gayla, Andy, and Ak for being on the show, and we'll see you all next week.
I got my derangement. A production of Punk News Industries, thanks to Fat Heaven, God Damn It, and Sell the Heart Records and Tsunami Bomb and Creep Records. Thanks for coming out, and remember, have your pets spayed or neutered.